Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Muni 360 weekly wrap-up from New York Life Investment Management. I'm Vineet Krishnakumar, a credit analyst and portfolio manager with Mackay Municipal Managers, coming to you from our trading desk in Princeton, New Jersey. Over the past 2 weeks, the municipal market has seen continued issuance from the healthcare sector, with both large and smaller systems actively accessing the market. Year-to-date, healthcare ranks as the third largest sector by issuance, with approximately $19 billion priced, trailing only general obligation and school district debt. As such, issuance trends and velocity have been notably strong. In the first quarter of 2026, healthcare issuance totaled $12.2 billion compared to $7.4 billion during the same period last year, an increase of roughly 63%. Year-to-date, figures reflect a similar trajectory, with issuance up about 36% versus the same point in 2025. One notable shift has been the sector's increasing preference for shorter maturities. So far in 2026, approximately 51% of healthcare bonds have been issued within the 10-year portion of the curve, compared to 27% at the same time last year and a three-year average of only 29%. This trend suggests a growing inclination among issuers to concentrate borrowing in the front end of the curve. Two notably large transactions came to market in recent weeks, including a $1.3 billion A2 A-minus rated offering from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and a $1.1 billion A1 AA-minus rated deal from RWJ Barnabas Health. Although these two issuers came alongside eight other borrowers within the space, they accounted for approximately 66% of total debt being issued. This underscores the concentration the sector can sometimes see when large systems come to market. Forward-looking expectations continue to forecast high levels of issuance within the sector. That concludes this episode of the Muni 360 Weekly Wrap-Up Podcast with New York Life Investment Management. Please be sure to subscribe and look out for new episodes. We appreciate you rating the show and leaving a review so we can spread these insights to as many as possible. Thanks for listening.
Municipal bonds carry certain risks that investors should be aware of before investing. These risks include issuer repayment risk, the ability of the issuer to repay the bond obligation, information gap, the relative lack of information about certain issuers, tax and legislative changes, the possibility of future tax and legislative changes affecting the market and value of municipal securities, credit risk, the risk that the bond issuer may fail to pay interest and principal in a timely manner, interest rate risk. Bonds can lose principal value when interest rates rise. Additionally, investing in below investment grade securities may carry a greater risk of non-payment of interest or principal than higher rated securities. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, and all investments are subject to market risk and fluctuations. Opinions expressed herein are those of the Mackay Municipal Managers team of Mackay Shields LLC and are subject to change without notice. This material is for informational purpose only and should not be considered investment advice. Forward-looking statements speak only as of the date they are made. The strategies discussed are illustrative and educational, not recommendations to buy or sell securities. Consult your own professionals for tax, legal, or accounting advice. New York Life Investment Management is a service mark of certain investment advisors affiliated with New York Life Insurance Company.